Some writers have no problem with the word terrorism, like the writers at the French magazine Charlie Hebdo. The word terrorism, not to mention a whole bunch of other controversial words and cartoons, are all fair game for Charlie Hebdo. You'll recall this is the satirical magazine whose offices were attacked by gunmen in early 2015. 12 people were killed, including some of the magazine's best-known cartoonists. Charlie Hebdo is well known in France, less so here, and if you're not French, the idea that a magazine of cartoons could attract such hatred might be baffling. You will get the chance to know Charlie Hebdo a little better now, though. Today, Charlie Hebdo launches a special online American edition. The world is lucky to have Carol Hills following satire around the globe. Carol is in Paris today, where she's been reading that new U.S. version of Charlie Hebdo. So I know you got to speak with the cartoonist behind the American edition, Laurent Suriceau. He's known by his pen name, Rhys. Did you do this interview at the offices of Charlie Hebdo, the ones that were attacked a couple of years ago?
No, absolutely not. They're in a secret location. Really, no one knows where they are except the people who work there. I met Rhys at their publicist's office in Paris. He showed up with security guards. They're with him all the time. He was injured in the 2015 attack, and you know he watched his colleagues and friends get murdered. I mean, it's really awful. And so he hasn't been without security since then. He says he can't, you know, walk the streets. He can't go anywhere by himself. He also said it makes him sort of double down. I mean, he's both more pessimistic, but also more invigorated about the importance of a magazine like Charlie Hebdo. I mean, here's what he said.
We managed to keep this newspaper alive, and in spite of terrorists trying to silence it, we managed to be even more provocative and more productive than before. You want to be even more alive than before, so you become more productive and more inventive in order to do so.
And one of those projects that Charlie Hebdo is taking on is other editions. They had a German edition, and now they have this special American edition. It's limited. It's just going to be in four parts, and it's only online. And they released the first chapter today.
And what is the American edition about? Like, what are they focusing on?
It's called Feeling the Burn, the American Left Under Trump. And yes, it's partly a reference to Bernie Sanders. But Rhys told me that he was really curious about leftist politics in America, especially after the socialist candidate was completely defeated in the last French presidential election. So Rhys and this American journalist, Jacob Hamburger, spent several weeks traveling around the U.S. talking to people. And they didn't go for the big names like Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. They really went to the grassroots level. And they visited people working on different aspects of leftist politics, from immigrant rights to union organizing. And then Rhys came up with sketches, kind of comics journalism about people working on the left.
So with this sketchbook kind of oral history style, I get the sense that we're not going to see these in-your-face kind of cartoons that Charlie Hebdo is known for, the ones that generate so much controversy. Am I right?
You're completely right. And I was really surprised by this. It's very tame. And part of me wonders whether Americans will be really interested, because it really feels like an expository exercise for Rhys. But of course, I had to ask Rhys about some of the outrage their cartoons have caused. You know, only recently there was that one about Hurricane Harvey flooding Texas. And this was a cartoon by Rhys. And it showed Nazi flags and raised Heil Hitler arms drowning in the floods in Texas. And the caption said, "God exists. He drowned out all of the neo-Nazis in Texas." And I asked him, you know, geez, it's pretty provocative and heartless. And here's his response.
It's not making fun of the suffering of regular folks caught in the storm. This is about two conflating news events, a climate one and a political one. We saw the surge of the far right and neo-Nazi movements in the South, like Charlottesville. We're finding out those people are free to walk around. And because we assume many far right people are very religious, we use an ironic slant to say, yes, God exists, and he drowned you all. It's supposed to crack a joke at the expense of neo-Nazis.
Carol, did you ask Rhys about some cartoons in Charlie Hebdo that have been criticized as Islamophobic?
I certainly did. There was one just a few months ago after the terror attack in Barcelona, and the Charlie Hebdo cover cartoon headline on August 23rd was Islam, Religion of Peace, Eternal Peace, you know, as in death. And there was just a storm of criticism. Lots of people really felt the cartoon was Islamophobic. So I asked Rhys about it.
We follow our own philosophical beliefs. We think that there's a stereotypical discourse about Islam represented by this catchphrase, Islam, religion of peace. So we gave that phrase an ironic slant in the headline because it sounds like a superficial commercial tagline. The idea is to encourage a conversation about the issues that exist within Islam, and I don't think it's being Islamophobic to just want to ask those important questions.
He really digs in, and this is kind of the crux of the issue. He feels like they do not single out Islam, that Charlie Hebdo is equal opportunity offensive, and that they take issue with other major religions, especially religious texts and teachings. But he insists this is not about people and their beliefs. You know, he says in a democracy, everyone has the right to practice a religion, and Charlie Hebdo respects that right, but we also have the right to question what all religions claim, starting with the claims that God exists and everything that stems from that.
So I'm really curious, this whole free expression at any cost tone in Charlie Hebdo and among its writers, it can be confusing for people who don't know this magazine. But after speaking with Reese, did you come away with a better understanding of what Charlie Hebdo is all about?
I did, but I also came away feeling like they're demanding a lot on the part of people who read the newspaper and see the cartoons. Because it's very French, really thinky, all these layers, and they're cartoons that they and lots of people like to talk about. But the way I and most people experience cartoons is that you glance at them and they have an impact. But I have a lot of respect for him, and I came away really respecting Charlie Hebdo and understanding its French context. Not loving all the cartoons and still thinking it's needlessly provocative, but I found, you know, I do respect what they're doing.
The World Satire editor, Carol Hill, speaking with us from Paris. Thanks very much, Carol.
Thanks, Marco.
If you're curious about Charlie Hebdo's special online American edition, we have a link on our Facebook page. Just search for The World.